Napoleon tried it against England with his continental system, Merlin reflected. It didn't work out all that well for him, which is probably a good sign for Hausmann's theories. Then again, there was a lot more to Earth at that point than just Europe. In this case, it would be as if Napoleon controlled all the major ports of North America, South America, and Asia, including Russia, China, and the Ottoman Empire as well. And for that matter, the Church's control goes a lot deeper than Napoleon's did, which is only going to get worse as the religious aspect of this confrontation gets clearer and clearer to everyone involved.
I'm inclined to agree with Edward, Grey Harbor offered.
Caleb and Stainer both looked at him, and the First Counselor shrugged.
I don't doubt the consequences here in Caris would be serious if the group of four could pull it off. In fact, they could well turn out to be catastrophic. But I'm inclined to think Edward's arguments about the availability and cost of our goods would make things almost as bad for the mainland realms as well. Almost certainly bad enough to lead to major covert resistance to any such decree, in fact. For that matter, it could well lead to open resistance in a lot of cases. Unless, of course, the Church goes ahead and declares holy war. Under those circumstances, things could get a lot dicier.
Michael? Caleb turned to his archbishop, and there was rather more concern in the king's brown eyes than he would have let most people see.
My opinion hasn't changed, Caleb,
Stainer said with a serenity Merlin envied, even as he wondered how justifiable it was.
Given the way the group of four approached this entire bungled affair, they're going to be feeling a lot of internal pressure. Remember, they've always had enemies of their own in the Council of Vicars. They haven't forgotten that, at any rate, and some of those enemies have significant power bases of their own. Our little note to the Grand Vicar is going to both weaken them and embolden their enemies as well. Against that backdrop, they're going to have to move at least a bit cautiously, unless they choose to risk everything on some dramatic do-or-die gesture of defiance. They've never done that in the past. Indeed, if they'd had the least notion their attack on the kingdom could possibly turn into the disaster it has, they would never have undertaken it, or at least never so offhandedly and casually. Having already fed one hand to the slash lizard, I believe they're unlikely to want to raise the stakes any higher than they absolutely must, for a time at least.
I hope you're right about that, the king said. I really do hope you're right about that. So do I, Merlin thought dryly, which is why I hope you and Michael were both right about setting forth your position vis-a-vis the Church quite so forthrightly.
My hope is the same as yours, Your Majesty, the Archbishop smiled slightly. Time will tell, of course, and
his smile broadened and his eyes twinkled.
I'm very well aware that the nature of my own concerns lends itself to operating on the basis of faith rather better than yours does.
My own impression is that His Eminence is probably right about the group of four's disinclination to rush into some sort of white-hot religious confrontation, at least in the short term, Merlin said, and saw Caleb's almost subliminal grimace. Merlin hadn't actually advised against Stainer's letter to the Grand Vicar, but he hadn't exactly been one of its stronger supporters either. I think that's inevitably where we're headed, unfortunately, he continued now. Completely ignoring our own correspondence with them, the mere fact that we're no longer obeying their orders would push them into that, and things are going to get extraordinarily ugly when it happens. For now, though, habit, if nothing else, is going to keep them trying to game the situation the way they've always done it in the past. That's how they got themselves into this mess, of course, but I think it's going to take at least a few more months for it to penetrate just how completely the rules have changed, which means we should have at least a little time to press our own preparations. Which brings me to the real reason I asked you and Regis to stay behind, Michael, Caleb said.